This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, before we get back to the calls, we kick off hour number three. Telling you a quick update on the whole fan Lamar Jackson incident. So earlier this afternoon, Mark Maskey of the Post put out something that, of course, the NFL was looking into the issue. Pretty standard fare. Then Schefter just put out, a little while ago, the fan who shoved DeAndre Hopkins in the helmet after his touchdown. Great catch, by the way. And then Lamar Jackson, as you can see in another part of the video from a different angle, right? That fan has been indefinitely banned from Bills and NFL stadiums per a team official, presumably a Bills team official. Now, he was ejected from the stadium last night. That still doesn't make what Lamar Jackson did right. Lamar's got to have more control than that. I get it. You don't want him by any means touching players. I get it. But people aren't going to like this. Lamar's just got to have better control. I get you don't want to be touched. I get it. I totally get it. But you can't do that. And for that, I think Lamar is going to get a pretty hefty fine. I don't think he's going to get suspended, but I think he's going to get a pretty hefty fine. Now, the fan's an idiot and should never be allowed into a game again, and he's indefinitely banned. Not only from Bill Stadium, but somehow, some way, maybe they have facial recognition technology. I don't know. I mean, I know they do with the media, but I wasn't aware of that for fans. I don't know how they keep them out of every other NFL stadium, but they're saying that to Schefter. We haven't talked enough about this game just because we're hot and heavy on the Commanders. We'll obviously talk more about the rest of the NFL tomorrow. But that was an unbelievable game. Great comeback, obviously, by the Bills. Just an awful, awful loss for the Baltimore Ravens. On Friday's show, we picked the Ravens to be the one seed in the AFC, but we picked the Bills to beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship. Looks like we were just slightly ahead of time. Now, that was in Buffalo. So, obviously, if Baltimore is the one seed, the game would be in Baltimore. So, maybe it'd be a different story. We will have to see. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey on line three to kick off hour number three. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
Hey, man, Chris.
What's up, Mitch?
How's it going?
What's going on?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's annoying. He's got... That's his gut reaction. So, give the guy a break. Let's not blame Lamar for yesterday's loss.
Well, but you can't do that, Mitch. I mean, nobody's blaming Lamar. Certainly not I. I mean, I recognize that you do not, like, the fan is an idiot, okay?
Big time.
No doubt. And has no right to do what he did. But unfortunately, you've, as a professional, granted, in an emotional sport, you've got to be able to control yourself. You can't go and attack fans. You just can't. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So, but again, because of the mitigating circumstances, I would assume he's going to get fined and not suspended. But you can't do that if you're Lamar. You can't.
It's scary out there. I mean, you know, what, 10, 15 years ago, two fans ran to a baseball field and beat up a coach. All right, let's get back on more positive things. I liked the defense yesterday. Offense could be better. And one last thing, which I think the Commanders will help bring on the Jackson Dart career starting next Sunday. And this game's on Thursday. It's just ridiculous. It's a really good game. We have 3 days left. It's not fair. It's ridiculous at Thursday. Of course, I don't have Prime Video, but that's my problem, right? Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. Yeah, if you don't have Prime Video, I don't... Like, if you're in the Washington, D.C. television market, I'm pretty sure I remember from last year that they have to air it locally on one of the local channels.
Yeah, you should be good if you're...
But Mitch is up in Jersey, so they don't have to do that in Jersey.
Mm.
So if you're basically a Commanders or a Packers fan, like for this Thursday night, and you don't have Amazon Prime, and you don't live in the local television market, presumably like Milwaukee, Green Bay, Washington, D.C., not Baltimore, Washington, D.C. television market, you have to watch it on Amazon Prime, right?
So I think. I have Xfinity, and when I sign in to my Xfinity account, it still registers as my home address. So I do get those local channels, but I think they do ask you, hey, you're away from your home address. Is this a new location type of thing? And you can only do that but so many times.
Yeah.
But, I would say try logging into his local cable or his cable provider. Like, they usually have a streaming service for your cable provider. So
right.
Try logging into it.
But it's going to geolocate that he's in Jersey is I guess, my point.
But, yeah, but for me, like I'm saying for me, it's still my address is registered to the Washington, D.C. area. So if I'm in Italy,
right,
I still get those Washington,
yes,
D.C. local channels.
Okay, I got you. But again, if you're not registered to the Washington, D.C. market, i.e. you live here regularly,
yeah,
you know, whatever, if you're just whoever in Missoula, Montana, and
yeah,
you happen
so he
to be,
lives in New Jersey. Yeah,
right.
So he has a different,
right.
Yes, he has a different,
okay,
problem.
But if you're in Missoula, Montana, and you're a Commanders fan, you have one choice. Right? Watch the game on Amazon Prime. Now, you can go to a bar, and presumably most bars, sports bars, are going to have a way to show Thursday night football.
Or you can buy YouTube TV.
Or does NFL that help you with the TNF Amazon thing?
Yeah.
If you have YouTube TV?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah. Or NFLPlus.com. You get all the local and primetime games,
okay,
on those.
Okay. See, I have so many damn subscriptions, I don't even know what I mean, I get it. I get all the games eventually. Well, not all the games, but, like, I mean, I have so many damn subscriptions, I can pretty much watch any game that I want. I don't even know what I pay for
just
half the time. I mean, I know I have NFL
bathing
Plus.
Bathing in money, huh?
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do midday radio in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and got every subscription known.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the amount of money that I spend on media rights, both print and subscription-based and television, is absurd. Now, can I use it for tax deduction purposes? Sure. But the amount of money that I spend is preposterous. Preposterous. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to DC in Knoxville. I presume that's Knoxville, Tennessee, on line two. I think. Can we get to D.C., Mac? Yeah, here he is. D.C., are you calling from Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yeah, man, I'm traveling today, man.
Attaboy. Oh, well, it's our guy, D.C. Okay, all right, my bad on that.
Great day, Russ. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good. Why are you traveling through Knoxville?
I got to make up the chain supplies messed up, so I got to run to New Orleans to pick up some supplies.
Oh, gosh. That's a lot of driving, baby. Be careful out there.
I appreciate you, brother. I definitely am going to be as safe as I can be. I got a helper, though. And that's one of the funny things, because my dad was like, he been saying we got to win 21 games or whatnot. And then he started saying 22. I said, what you think we going to win the Pro Bowl, too?
the Pro Bowl games. Let's hope. Somehow, some way. That they only have to play 20 games, right? And what I mean by that is last year they played the 20, but they had to play the opening wild card round game, right? If they somehow, some way, which I think is going to be really, really hard to ask, that they get the number one seed, then you only have to play 20 games, including the Super Bowl.
Yes, indeed. That would be great. You know what I mean? I do look forward to that. I got us winning the division, but it's week one. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I like talking about it because we can talk about it now. Before, we kind of knew what our fate was week one in the opposite direction. But I was calling because everybody, we've been giving credit to the O-line, D-line, and, you know, the cornerbacks. But the safeties played exceptionally well.
They did.
Was hitting. Quan Martin blitzing. They played real. Reeves, we had our potential turnover or the first turnover of the year, but they said it wasn't a football move that Tracy made. But I think everybody was flying to the ball all over the place. I want to know what you think, too. Do you feel like Louisville was just wasn't in game shape or a step slow or something? Because it was a couple plays that I've seen him make. I know he can make in. He kind of missed them.
Yeah, he missed the tackle on the one play. I forget who that was against. Might have been Tracy.
It was like a screen.
Yeah. He missed that. Didn't really feel like he was a major factor, as you kind of, you know, chronicled. The only thing I can chalk that up to is rust. You know, you haven't played. I mean, he played one preseason game. I think he played Cincinnati, if not mistaken, and Wagner didn't play next to him, which was a little bit surprising, right? So, I mean, he did play a little bit in that game. I'm pretty sure it was the Cincinnati preseason game. But, you know, these guys aren't playing a whole lot, right? So sometimes it takes a little oil to run through the engine. He missed, I've got it as... he gave up, Frankie Louvu was charged with giving up 4 catches on 5 targets and missing 3 tackles, according to PFF.
Oop. I know two for sure, and I was like, that's not Frankie.
Yeah.
But I got one more question for you. You know, we kept 4 running backs, and we might dress for a game.
Yep.
Do you think that's also a new thing that coaches look at, being that we have an extra game in the season and then potentially making the playoffs to get all the guys – chances and get lathered up throughout the season?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, I'll go one step further, right? I mean, because we talked about some of that over the last couple of weeks about the 4 running back, 3 running back thing. How about this week, right? I mean, Bill only carried the ball 10 times, but why not bring in a fresh Chris Rodriguez who's champing at the bit, right? And find, now that you know Noah Brown made it through, as far as we know, and Terry McLaurin made it through, maybe that's where the 4th running back comes in, because you don't have to have Chris Moore up, or they might choose to have an extra defensive back down. I'm not sure if they would do that. But the point being is, now on a short week, I think you can hit them with a fresh Chris Rodriguez and Bill.
Yeah, on a short week too.
Yeah.
Correct. That is a good idea for the short week.
Yeah.
You're right. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about the long term.
Yeah.
But that's,
and don't forget, they don't have Kenny Clark anymore, Green Bay, because he went in the Micah Parsons trade. Now you got to worry about Micah Parsons, and Micah Parsons was great yesterday in limited snaps. I think he only played 28, 29 snaps, and he was all over the place. He was chasing down Jared Goff and blowing you-know-what up, and he's going to be a problem to deal with, obviously, and I presume he's going to line up against Josh Connerly a lot, and Connerly struggled a little bit yesterday, but... you know, to me,
you want to tell you where Connerly,
what's that?
Connerly didn't struggle. He didn't struggle though when we ran at Burns. We should run
at
Micah.
Right.
Micah lines up over him, run straight at him.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I don't mean every snap. I'm just saying. I mean, he had he had a penalty. He gave up a sack. He gave up a pressure. He missed a run block, although it was kind of a tough, like he was sliding to his left, and the defensive end, I think it may have been Burns, but I can't remember, took a hard angle. So, you know, I he's a rookie. He's going to get better. I know he's going to get better.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
All right, DC, be safe out there, okay,
bud? Have a great day, brother.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Be safe. DC, our guy, traveling through Knoxville on his way to New Orleans. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to, actually, you know what? I got to take Jonesy first. Jonesy, I forgot about him all the way down at the other end of the computer screen here. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
What's going on, Chris?
What's shaking, Jonesy?
How you doing, man?
What's shaking?
Not a whole lot. Shout out to Superman Little. I got a little intel for him. He was talking about Robert in Annapolis. You can catch Robert late at night. He's on the Bart Winkler show from time to time. He's that caller. I've been catching him as of late, since the summertime.
Maybe Robert's been taking a nap during my show, calling Kevin in the morning.
There you go.
And then calling Bart Winkler late at night, huh?
See what I'm saying? So that's... That's from a little something from Jonesy's investigation.
Attaboy. Inspector Jonesy.
There it is.
you remember that tune, right?
You're right. Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. For you youngins out there, that was Inspector Gadget. Back when we had Woody Woodpecker and the Flintstones on TV, right? Right, Jonesy?
Big time. And Georgia the Jungle.
AMAC is looking at me like, what are you talking about? And it's like,
what?
AMAC has no idea what the...
In the Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
I mean, the youngins these days, they have no idea what Woody Woodpecker is.
No idea. Because they don't even have cartoons on no more on Saturday morning.
Yep.
But check this out. I love the way our defensive front played. Oh, my God. I never seen Russell Wilson look that rattled. Not playing us. And definitely, it was sweet revenge from last year. Because that dude, he kind of picked us apart last year when he was with Pittsburgh. But he don't look the same there in New York City. And although Brian Daboll came out late talking about, okay, you know, he finally said he's going to stick with him, but he was very reluctant in those speaking after losing that game yesterday to say, okay, he's starting next week. He was pretty much holding his money on that. But yes, man, we got a defense, Chris, and I'm thinking, you know, we're going to get a little better because I saw a little rust on by them not playing in the preseason. That's going to get better. That's going to get better. You know, hopefully it begins, you know, they're going to get in-game shape by playing games now. So I believe Green Bay will be a little better. And we need to be a little bit better because it's going to be a rough one. You know, the game could have been had to a degree. Detroit just kept messing up, man. I don't know what they had going on. Maybe Michael was on that much of them. More than we know, because Jared Goff didn't play like Jared Goff, if you ask me. But I'm looking forward to this week's game. I love our team. Offense is going to come on. I like the way Jayton came across in the meeting saying, hey, look, we didn't play all that well, even though we won by a couple of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. We played sloppy. So we got to clean that up. So and the coach came in and backed him up on it. So, yes, everybody's on the same page. That's what I like about this new team. Over top of our Ron Rivera-led team, we're doing better.
No doubt. I hope they're a lot – they're going to need to be a lot crisper on Thursday. They're not going to be able to have 6-7 drops. They're not going to be able to have and get away with Jaden throwing behind people or being slightly late. They're not going to be able to get away with the penalties, but they'll be fine. Thank you, Jonesy. What was that, AMAC? I'm sorry. Okay, we got to take a quick time out. We'll come back. Dr. Sabah, Paulie, and others. We got also a quick conversation after the game with Trey Amos. And I will tell you this one thing. I didn't see this live because it's all the way 150 yards from me. And the replay, it's just terrible in the press box. And I'm blocked from seeing the Jumbotron. My goodness. The rookie, Josh Connerly, he just jacked up Kayvon Thibodeau on Bill's 42-yard run. Oh, my goodness. He just swallowed him up. Just swallowed him up, baby. That was good. It wasn't all perfect, but, man, did he swallow him up, and Bill saw it and cut. Bam! Took off. Great stuff. Great stuff. Love stuff like that. All right, on the Team 980, we continue along. Stay with us. Also, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come aboard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is indeed a short week for the Commanders. I just put it up on Twitter, what Ben Standing had put up, the All-22 from behind the Giants defense of Bill's 42-yard run. I mean, Bill's cut and reading, great, and explosion and burst, awesome. But, man, they run a little motion from left to right, and I think it's with Bates. I can't quite tell the number. But he eventually gets a block. But, like, Josh Connerly wasn't perfect yesterday. Got beat for a sack, had a holding call because he got beat to the inside. Like, he wasn't perfect. But, man, watch how he jacks up Kayvon Thibodeau right at the point of attack on this and just moves him right out of the way. Just moves him right out of the way, shoves him inside, stays engaged with him. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I didn't notice that live. There's just so much to see and so much going on, you know, and it's, like I said, 150 yards away. I can't see that far, clearly. So that's why you watch tape and why you studied the game. you know, throughout the week because you find out little things that you missed. All right, let's get back to the calls, and let's say hello to Dr. Sabat on line three, and then we'll get to Paulie and Sanchez. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Well, I'm behind because I'm busy little. I actually have a job, and I can't just sit here and love calling in, but it is extracurricular activity.
It is.
It is not my main
right.
source.
I can't.
Income,
I can't pay you. I can't pay you, and you have to do your job first.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, but shout out to Athan. I heard the shout out. Thank you, Athan. But to me, Athan is the top gun of all callers, and you know I can't compete. And I don't think Paulie can either. Though I love Paulie to death.
Oh, so it's a mutual admiration society.
Yeah. Don't say shut up, Sabah. Okay, so, all right. Or they're going to gong you.
Yeah.
Now, about my Tar Heels, you know I called you immediately. I called, where I was little, I called complaining how that was a fiasco. I got to meet Randy Moss, and I talked to Roy Williams again. Yeah. I didn't call you and tell you that.
No, you did. Yeah. No, you did.
Yes, I don't know where little was, but we were embarrassing.
I don't know.
We were embarrassing, and all I asked was not to be embarrassed, and we're embarrassing.
Yeah.
And now he's stopping the scouts from coming over there, like we have people that want to scout anyway. Our three best players, ones
Vrabel, of the Mike Vrabel apparently said today that Bill is welcome. So, you know.
Okay, well, good. Maybe it'll be reversed because our three best players, when he showed up, they're gone. They went to FSU, Ohio State, and Tennessee. So we're left with the South Alabama guys. So anyway, let's go back to the NFL now, okay? I was told Kevin today, my husband calls Jaden Daniels Jesus Daniels now. So I'm going to call him Jesus, if y'all mind. He played very well. He was not perfect. And what I like about more my quarterbacks, I like the mental. I don't like them to get down or think about the last play, go to the next play. I don't like them pointing fingers, blaming others like Aaron Rodgers does. I want them to have a thumb and point to themselves when something goes wrong and just keep up the fight, which is what this guy does. He keeps up the fight. And every play, you don't know what's going to happen. That's what I like about it. It's just exciting. I just wish he was a Redskin. That's all. My favorite thing I liked about the game, which I forgot to tell Kevin this morning, the favorite part of the game was Terry Bradshaw saying the Redskins beat the Giants, baby. That was so awesome.
Here's what I said to somebody in the parking lot last night. I said,
okay.
He can be a Redskin for you. He's a Redskin to you. Just let them call themselves.
I need a jersey.
Let them
with
call
the Redskins.
But
I got multiple RG3s. I got Doug Williams. I got Rippin.
You can get the Super Bowl
Cousins
throwback uniform Heineken with Jaden Daniels on it. It doesn't have Redskins
it's
on
say
it.
Redskins.
It doesn't say Redskins. It doesn't need to say Redskins on it. You know what
well,
it is.
Then he ain't a Redskin.
Well,
got to be Redskins.
I mean, you know, play with
anyway,
your mind a little
win.
Bit, Doc. Play with your mind
well,
a little
I
bit.
I could do that, but, you know, it's like these people that say they hate meat. So why are you buying a burger that tastes like meat? Just eat a burger. I never understood those people. It's like that. Like, don't have something that tastes like something if it ain't that. So don't say he's a Redskin if there's no Redskin on it. So that's my point. Okay? I don't do the fake stuff. It's got to be real or not. So I think we did well. We played a horribly offensive team with Russell Wilson. I can't believe how bad he is. And shout out the one Daniel Jones. Guess what I did, Chris? I picked him up on my fantasy team after having him last year.
Did you start him?
I picked him up. No, I just picked him up this week, last night. Because I didn't want Cam Ward. That auto thing gave me Cam Ward and Jalen Hurts. My God, I don't like him personally.
Right.
Just he's a Philadelphia Eagle, but he did me good points.
Okay.
But I got Daniel Jones now. We'll see what happens. But shout out the little. My Tar Heels sucked. I admit it, and I was ready for it.
Right.
We knew it was going to happen, but all the stuff leading to it was a great night. It was really a great night.
Appreciate you, Doc. Thank you, as always. That is Dr. Sabah. Let's get to Paulie here before the bottom of the hour. And we still got, again, a very short conversation with Trey Amos. And Sanchez is on hold, so we'll get to all of that and Dumb Dumb of the Day. What's up, Paulie?
Shut up, Sabah. Hail to the W, baby. Hail to the W. F you, Robin, in Annapolis. He don't call you because he hear me up here. He know I'm going to get on him every time. Pause. You know what I mean? Hey, Matt. Don't worry, baby. We're going to get you some Nathan's hot dogs, though. How about that? We're going to do you a favor on that.
Some good New York Lizzies, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man. If he got to stuff his face, make sure you get us some Nathan's, Russell. You know
how,
what I mean?
How you feeling hey, over there, got... Mac, with the three glizzies? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Three?
Yeah. Well,
three.
Yeah, well, because he only had three because White Brian on the other side had 12.
Yeah, man, they were adding stipulations.
I guess they tag team this.
Pause. But when y'all first said it, you said whatever the deficit was, the final score, whatever the deficit was, y'all was going to half it up.
So, Paulie, what you're saying is AMAC should really have eaten 15 glizzies.
Are you guys going to listen to me?
AMAC should get seven and a half. And Cowboy Brown, whatever you call himself, White Boy Brown, 7.5.
Are you guys AMAC ready to listen?
Wait. AMAC apparently has AMAC something important. Hang on. Pause. Your favorite word. AMAC has something important to say.
Okay. For all the yellers and the screamers about how many glizzies I was supposed to eat, the stipulation was 15 glizzies. At some point, my understanding, it wasn't specified within a certain time. So I got to work at like 12 o'clock, and Brian was already 9 glizzies in. White Brian
right,
was already
but
9
it was
glizzies.
15, it was 15 for each of you, not
no,
15
no, no, no,
total.
No, 15 split between us was always specified. I made sure so I talked
seven
to—
7.5.
Yeah, so it, in theory, yes, Paulie.
So what
seven
you're
and
saying
half.
Is you're a bad tag team partner.
No, again, no, you're talk, you guys are talking and not listening. And you guys are talking and not doing a great job listening. I got to work, and he already ate 9 glizzies, and then it was placed on me that I had to finish the glizzies before their show was aired, which is the first time I heard it. So I brought lunch. I texted Jeff, said, "Hey, when are we doing this?"
But Paulie, wouldn't you say like a good tag team partner would say, "Hey, man, we gotta fulfill this requirement, right?
Hey, listen,
we got
man.
15 glizzies, and we got Hold a giant, on. And we got a Commander's jersey to wear. So let me not wear my Giants Eli Manning jersey, and let me have half the hot dogs."
That wasn't a part of the agreement.
Hey,
I don't think you guys are listening, but it's fine.
I don't even care about it no more, bro. Y'all lost. You're wasting my time. Hey, listen. Good game. You can't really, you know, analyze everybody on this game because, really, it was a preseason game. You know, it was a tune-up, man. We played North Jersey State yesterday, man. That was North Jersey State. The real game is on Thursday. I like to say, hey, I like the energy. Everybody was flying around. We made some mistakes. You know what I mean? Second game should be a little better. Should be a lot better.
Yeah, we're starting to lose you, Paulie.
Perfect.
What you say about Jaden?
Oh, there he is.
Okay. He had to pull the ball down and run with his go-go gadget legs. He did. You know, I like what he said in the press conference after the game when they asked him about Bill, and he said, "You know, I like how he played, and everything, but I wish I would have told him to run out of bounds to keep that clock running. That's something he'll learn."
You're right. That's a good point. I did hear that. No, absolutely. And you just see more and more leadership and exerting like his will. Absolutely. Good point.
All right, thank
you, Paul. You're starting to break up on me, so I appreciate you. I'll let you go. And we won't gong. Coming up, we will hear again a very short post-game interview with Trey Amos after yesterday's win that I conducted with the rookie cornerback, plus Sanchez is with us. And the highest graded offensive player for the Commanders. Who was it? Was it Bill? We'll have the answer to that next on the Team 980 after a trending alert. All right, so the Commanders on a short week, of course, as they head to Green Bay, Wisconsin on Thursday night. Thursday Night Football, 8:15. We will have all week and all day and night coverage for you right here on the Team 980 as the Commanders try and take a 2-0 record in Week 2 against Green Bay, who throttled Detroit yesterday. Micah Parsons all over the place and getting after Jared Goff, hopefully. That is not the same as it is for Jaden Daniels. Meanwhile, the Giants have decided Russell Wilson is going to start, at least for now, against the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday in the Cowboys' home opener as the Giants look to avoid going 0-2. Mike Vrabel says his former head coach, Bill Belichick, is indeed welcome at the Patriots facility. Of course, he spat between the two. Not Vrabel, necessarily, but Belichick and the Patriots organization last week about shutting down access on either side. On top of that, the 49ers have indeed signed or agreed to a contract, should say, with Kendrick Bourne, who they worked out last Monday, offered a contract to. Bourne worked out with Washington the next day and didn't sign a contract and said he would after week one. Well, now he has agreed to a deal with the San Francisco 49ers. Monday Night Football tonight right here on the Team 980. Pregame coverage at 7 right after Linnell. Kick right around 8:15 from Soldier Field. It is the debut of Ben Johnson as the Bears head coach and second-year quarterback Caleb Williams against J.J. McCarthy, who's making his first NFL regular season start, and the Minnesota Vikings, 8:15, again, all here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, the Nationals look for win number 3 in a row in Miami tonight, 6:40 the first pitch, 106.7 the Fan, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a couple of minutes, Trey Amos. We're going to play him after we get to Sanchez, and that'll be the last call that we take of the show. Plenty more on tomorrow and, of course, Wednesday and Thursday as we lead you up to Thursday Night Football and the Green Bay Packers. I've got to obviously get through some of the tape. I've only been able to watch parts of it because of the Sunday night game and traveling back, from Landover last night. I was freaking exhausted. I fell asleep during the fourth quarter of the Bills-Ravens game and woke up right after the end and had to go back on rewind and watch it all. And just what an incredible, incredible win for the Buffalo Bills. And just, you know, John Harbaugh is getting all sorts of criticism and whatnot for blowing such a big lead at one point. I guess the Ravens had, how these win probability things, like a 98% chance of winning the game or whatever it was. and they lost. You know, ironically, everybody blames the head coach, right? Because they didn't go for it on 4th and 2. But kind of forget about, you know, the defense was allowed to stop somebody, and Derrick Henry fumbled. I don't know. Why pay attention to the truth? Why pay attention to the truth? All right, let's get to our guy Sanchez here before we round up shop. Sanchez, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good, Russell, doing good. Hey, it's Victory Monday, buddy. You know, it's always a good day when it's Victory Monday, especially when it's an NFC East game. And, you know, it was ugly. you know, sometimes we always got to find, we got to find the ugly people in our life and we got to hug them. And, you know, the fat boys. Debo saying, I'm telling you, if Debo Samuel is fat, I'm Jabba the Hutt. And I was just so excited to see him ball out there. But I don't know if y'all talked about this or not. John Bates, man, that boy, John Bates, he is the truth. Yep. Anything, he's a magic eraser.
Mentioned him briefly, I think, at hour number one. You're absolutely right. He's probably never going to be a great pass catcher, right? So,
no.
So I mean, you have to kind of take it what it is. And they need more out of Ben Sinnott, period.
Yep.
But John Bates, arguably, and I don't know how much of an argument it is the best blocking tight end in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he like I said, he is an eraser. And, I mean, you look at that play that he had that sprung Bill. I mean, he's like, I ain't worrying about you, this blitzer. I'm going to get this guy. And, you know, it gave him a great lane. And, I mean, and you speak of Bill, too. Bill played a heck of a game. And I was calling him Ja'Cory until he scored that touchdown. I said, okay, you've earned the name Bill. You got 82 yards and you got that run. I'm going to call you Bill. And he caused me to rip a $100 bill by mistake, too. So, you know, it is what it is. But and then the defense, man, several months ago, I didn't think that we could stop Tracy, and we were able to just – they couldn't run. They were stifling. So, you know, and I get it. It's the Giants, but night and day. That defense looked night and day. It looks like Joe Witt has command. He was in his bag of tricks. And then the secondary's improved a lot. Lattimore healthy, shows you what he can do. And Trey Amos played like a veteran against Malik Nabers and looked real good. So, A-plus is all around for him. Offense – we got to talk. I'm going to need Cliff to take off those Ray-Bans, get some watermelon, not some watermelon, but some Walmart shades, and actually just go down there and let's be a lunch pail bucket guy and stop stalling out. And I had questions about time management and the timeouts. Those things are
precious. The timeouts are one thing we didn't spend a whole lot of time on. I want to dig a little bit deeper on that, but you're right. I mean, you know, it obviously cost them when they use, you know, at the end of the first half, they use that last timeout with what, like 29 seconds left or whatever it is.
Yep.
Then they don't have one. And then, of course, you know, I don't think they butchered the clock as much as when you use your last timeout with 28, 29 seconds, whatever it is, you're just basically saying, look, if we commit a penalty here, or in this case, an intentional grounding, which is a penalty, there's a 10-second runoff. There's a 10-second runoff.
And why they had to ask the
Giants, hey, guys, instead of letting them kick a field goal, do you want the 10-second runoff? It's like, really?
Duh. That's ignorant. That's ignorant. But, I mean, yeah, you took your spike away on that third down because you wound up going to third down. And then fourth down, you were either going to rush Matt Gay out either way to kick the field goal. So, you know, but those are nitpicky things. Hope those clean up by Thursday because, you know, you got big boys playing on Thursday against the Packers. And, but I'm excited. Let's go on. Let's move on to Green Bay. Let's go 2-0, buddy, because, hey, it's good times.
Attaboy.
I'll holler at you next time, Russell.
Appreciate you, Sanchez. No doubt about it. Sanchez is the man. We had a good conversation with his cousin and a couple others, a couple from Houston, Texas, that stopped me in the parking lot on my way out last night. They said the late, great Rick Snyder used to stop by every home game. The couple in Texas, forgetting their name, sorry, travel up to every home game for the last 24 years. They live in Houston. Travel up every home game for 24 years. So, it was great to meet them all and chit-chat with them for a couple of minutes. And, they asked specifically about Rick Snyder. So I told them, you know, about Rick. And they told me that Rick used to stop by every game and talk to them. And Rick was that kind of guy. Saturday was, it was a tough, emotional day, memorial service. Grant, myself, others made speeches, John Keim, David Elfin, and, You know, it was heartwarming to get to see some great people. I mean, my goodness, you know, guys that I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with, Zach Bolno, Matt Taylor, Arch, you know, Elfin, over the years, Chuck Carroll, just tremendous people. So that's the great part of a memorial service, right? But we all understand there's no great part of a memorial service. And Rick's family is just tremendous, and they appreciate all the love. And Josh Harris got them 10 tickets in a suite, I believe it was, for yesterday's game. And they had a pregame ceremony in the press box, flowers right next to me. They also, Rick's, they had a tribute to Rick on the scoreboard, and just wonderful. Just wonderful. All right. Trey Amos, caught up with him for like, I don't know, 2.5 minutes, somewhere in that range. After the game yesterday, after his first regular season NFL game, here's that conversation.
All right, here with Trey Amos after your first NFL regular season game. Obviously a win, so it went great, and I saw you balling out there, the one pass defense you had along the sideline. I know you were involved in a lot of other things, but how do you feel it went?
You know, I feel great, you know. First game, get the jitters out. Just going out there and, you know, being with the team and just trying to put it on display. But, you know, the whole game was, the beginning of the game, it was just like, you know, surreal. You know, first game and a lot to learn from, but, you know, so I'm still happy with it. So.
Most of the game, they leave you on, if not all of the game. I think I saw one snap where Marshawn went to the other side, and then they called a timeout, and he switched back out. But you're on that left side, and they're trusting you to go against Malik and anybody else that goes against that. What does that, like, sign of confidence mean to you in your first NFL game?
You know, it's just like, you know, I build that trust with the coaches, my teammates, and just being out there to try to execute every play and do the best that I can. So it's just about, you know, earning the respect, going out there, playing hard. So, I would say that.
The secondary as a whole, you mentioned Marshawn. Will had a couple of pass breakups. Quan had the one interception that was taken back by a penalty. Mm-hmm. Looked like you guys, you know, Revo came up with a big play. Looked like you guys as a whole just kind of continued to roll over what was an excellent, excellent August.
Yeah, we just, you know, building chemistry throughout the summer. Just trying to let loose and just trusting each other, making plays, being happy for one another. That's how you have fun, doing what you, doing your role.
How did you, I mean, obviously the atmosphere is different because the game counts and there's a lot more people in there, but, you know, you played in some big college games. How did this environment, the feeling, if you will, that you had throughout compare?
You know, it was really different. You know, being at the Commander Stadium gets real loud, but, you know, we love it, and I love it as well. So you just got to keep on bringing that energy and, you know, vice versa for the fans.
Pass rush was huge today, too, even though you guys only had 2 sacks. Deron was constantly. How much does that help you guys on the back end, knowing that you don't have to hold up for as long?
Man, it helps really a lot, man. Like, I can't enough, like, express, like, how much, you know, that D-line be eating, you know, in the trenches. So, really do appreciate that, you know, that we be covering a long time. But, you know, so, yeah, I appreciate that.
And Green Bay this week, short week. I mean, this is your first short turnaround week. What does that kind of mean to you so early?
You know, we just got to turn the page. But first, you know, look over just the mistakes and just clean that up and just worry about the next game that's coming up fast.
Did you take a minute out there at any point?
All right, that was Trey Amos with me. You're Michael Phillips there. Jump in at the end. Appreciate him. Let me get through my list of questions. So we talk about a short week. Talked about the difference between college football and the NFL and the home crowd and the pass rush and everything that went in, going against Malik Nabers, not being switched, all that stuff. Good little conversation there. Appreciate his time for jumping aboard with us. And again, we, you know, try and bring you any interview that we can that makes sense. And certainly Trey Amos yesterday made sense. All right, we got to get out of here for a quick break, a final break of the day. Coming up next, dum-dum of the day. And in this case, it's going to be a couple of dum-dums for a horrible, horrible tragedy that's been in the news of late. We'll explain next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, this is not a good story by any means, but it just goes to show you where we are as a society. So you know the Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte, female that was tragically murdered by a maniac on a subway train recently. Well, apparently, not only is he a multi-time criminal, no fewer than 14 arrests before this. But according to the story that I've read, GoFundMe, which of course, as you know, is a host for online fundraisers, had initially several fundraising pages, not for the victim, for the perpetrator, DeCarlos Brown Jr. Again, he's been arrested at least 14 times. Not for the victim, for him. The 35-year-old homeless suspect would also support, in one fundraiser's words, quote, the fight against the racism and bias against our people. Other fundraisers, or at first fundraisers, somebody said, while what happened on the Blue Line in Charlotte was a tragedy, what we must not lose sight of is the fact that DeCarlos Brown Jr. was failed categorically by our judicial system and the mental health services of North Carolina, and as such is not entirely to blame for what happened, end quote. Now, a reasonable argument, I think, can be made there, okay? But what are we doing here, people? He committed a murder. He cut down a young lady's life, a beautiful young lady who escaped the Ukraine to come to the United States for a better life, was doing nothing wrong, and boom, just gone. Just gone. And we're raising money, and we're accusing racism? What are we doing? Let's wake up. Let's smell the coffee. Let's be better. Thankfully, GoFundMe has taken down all the pages, so they're good. The fact that anybody could just start a fundraising page, that's bad. The fact that they pulled the fundraising pages is good. And that's dum-dums of the day. Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell will have his exclusive take. He will break down the hand technique of Javon Kinlaw on every snap over the next 3 hours. And then Monday Night Football, Bears-Vikings pregame coverage at 7. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Trey Amos. Thanks to you on the phone. See you tomorrow at 1. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.